Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 235 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We'll jump right into the episode after a word from our sponsors.
The weather's getting a little warmer, which can only mean one thing. We are just around the corner from another busy and joy-filled celebration season. You know, weddings, graduations, Mother's and Father's Day. Yep, it's that time again. And just in time to help you save for all the outfits and gifts you'll need is the Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. Plus, free shipping on anything over $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Buying your first car can make you feel like a superstar as it's a big purchase, but it can take time to get there. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Y'all, we have made it a whole nother holiday season, still in a pandemic. You're very likely feeling lots of things, and rightfully so. The holiday season, even when not in a pandemic, can bring up lots of stuff. While this season may bring lots of good things, like gathering with loved ones and some days off at work, it can also mean family pressure, anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. If you're finding yourself with the need to just take a step back, I want you to take this opportunity to listen to and honor what your body and spirit may be trying to tell you. This is the time of the year where all of that good boundary work may really come in handy. In November of 2017, I shared some thoughts here on the podcast about the differences between the holiday blues and a major depressive disorder and a few tips on how to steady yourself for the holidays. And all of that information is just as true today. In case you missed it or need a refresher, here's what I shared. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for Session 33 of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We've made it to that time of the year that you've either been looking forward to or dreading for any number of reasons. Next week officially starts the holiday season, even though some of the stores have had their Christmas decorations up for at least a month now. Heading into the holidays often brings up a lot for people. So I wanted to spend some time today talking about the difference between the holiday blues and depression, and to offer some tips on steadying yourself for the holiday season. The holiday blues might best be described as increased sadness and anxiety during the holiday season for a variety of different reasons. An article from UC Davis Health indicates that some of the reasons we see an increase in sadness and anxiety is related to a couple of factors. The first is time change. We know that we've just set our clocks back an hour, which means we have fewer hours of daylight, which can have an impact on our mood, resulting in decreased energy, loss of interest in pleasurable activities, and sleep disturbances. A second factor that may contribute to the holiday blues is increased alcohol use. So we know that many times when we gather to celebrate, alcohol is often a part of the equation. And since there tend to be a lot of gatherings for the holiday season, we may be consuming more alcohol than usual and may not really be paying attention to actually how much alcohol we are consuming. It's important to remember that alcohol acts as a depressant on the system. So if you're already feeling a little down, the increased alcohol may actually make your mood more depressed. A third factor that may contribute to the holiday blues is unrealistic expectations about ourselves. The article from UC Davis Health states, during the holidays, we frequently meet other people that are quite successful and are advancing throughout their careers. This may lead us to place unrealistic expectations on ourselves concerning our own accomplishments or our perceived lack of them. None of us is perfect, and sometimes we develop unrealistic expectations over the holidays of what we should accomplish and focus on our failures. Be realistic in what you seek to achieve, both personally and professionally. Don't label the holidays as a time to cure all past problems. The holidays do not prevent sadness or loneliness. So as I mentioned earlier, there definitely is a difference between the holiday blues and a diagnosis of major depressive disorder. And it's important for us to be aware of the symptoms of depression so that we'll know whether we're actually struggling with holiday blues or something more serious. To meet criteria for a major depressive disorder, a person must experience 5 or more of the symptoms below for a continuous period of at least 2 weeks. These symptoms include feelings of sadness, hopelessness, depressed mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities that used to be enjoyable, change in weight or appetite, either increased or decreased, change in activity, psychomotor agitation, being more active than usual, or psychomotor retardation, being less active than usual, insomnia, or sleeping too much, feeling tired or not having any energy, feelings of guilt or worthlessness, difficulties concentrating and paying attention, and thoughts of death or suicide. These symptoms must be present every day or nearly every day and must cause significant distress or problems in our daily lives or functioning. So if you notice that you've been experiencing some of these symptoms during the holidays and they last well into the new year, or if you've already been experiencing these symptoms, then it may be time to talk with someone about getting some help. Like I mentioned earlier, the holidays often bring up a lot for people. Some stuff is positive and some stuff not so much. A few tips on steadying yourself for the holidays after the break.
Supporting brands that support larger causes like STEM education for girls and resources for HBCUs is important to me. Macy's has been a longtime supporter of these causes and so many more, including efforts to shop sustainably. They carry pieces from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. For more information about these initiatives or to show your support, donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Growing up watching media legends like Gwen Ifill and Robin Roberts always gave me the security that stories that matter to me would be told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
It's never too early to plan for your next trip. And if you're looking for a new place to visit, consider Provincetown. If you like glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches, and an overall unique experience, you will find it all in Provincetown. The city prides itself on being welcoming to everyone and embracing diversity. And as the birthplace of modern American theater, P-Town is an abundance of entertainment, drag, comedy, live bands, burlesque, traditional theater, and much more. You can tour the dunes, blaze the bike trails, and walk the beaches of the National Seashore. And don't forget to catch a wave on a whale watch. For more info and to get started planning your visit, go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown. That's ptowntourism.com.
Many people feel anxious when they think about finances. It can feel overwhelming, stressful, and even hopeless, especially when you're first starting out and don't know what to do. But when you have a solid financial plan in place, this anxiety turns into confidence. You can regain a sense of control over your life and improve your self-esteem. How do you build financial confidence? Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
So I wanted to offer you 6 tips for steadying yourself for the holiday season. So the first tip is to be realistic about your budget. I think there's often a tendency to overspend to show the people in our lives just how much we care about them. And I think we need to question whether this is really necessary. And I often wonder if we get into overspending as a guilt reaction for not spending enough time with the people we love throughout the year. So something for you to think about. A couple of ideas about being more realistic and smart with your money. 1, think of gifts that you can give that don't have an obvious monetary amount. So can you do things like offer to babysit or make a special playlist for the people that you love? 2, plan ahead for next year by setting aside a little money each month for gifts so that there's not a panic come November and December and you're trying to scramble figuring out what you're going to buy for everybody. The second tip is to create new traditions or re-examine old ones. This may be particularly relevant if for some reason you can't be with your family this year. Can you get a group of friends together to do a Friendsgiving? Can you volunteer at a shelter to feed those in need? I think sometimes we get guilted into celebrating the holidays in the same ways that we always have by family members, but it's really important to think about what feels right to you and how you would like to spend this time of the year. A third tip is to make a game plan for dealing with the loss of a loved one. So dealing with the loss during the holidays can be very difficult to manage, particularly related to all of the different rituals and traditions that are often surrounding the holidays. One really good way to deal with a loss is to reimagine what these traditions might look like. For example, if your grandmother recently passed and she was the one who would typically lead the Thanksgiving prayer on Thanksgiving morning, then elect a new person to lead the prayer, perhaps using some of her favorite passages, or redo the prayer sequence altogether. Maybe instead of a prayer, you sing one of her favorite songs instead. One of the most important things is to plan ahead and not get to Thanksgiving morning and be panicked about who's going to lead the prayer. You need to have a plan in place. I also think that there can be the temptation to avoid Thanksgiving altogether or any of the holidays after a recent loss. And I think it's important that we try not to avoid things, because when we avoid them, we never learn that we can actually deal with it. So, of course, it will be painful to go through a holiday season after you've experienced the loss of a loved one, but it is manageable. And so you shouldn't have any expectation that it's going to likely be a joyous occasion, but you likely will be able to live through it and tolerate the pain related to losing a loved one. The fourth tip should come as no surprise to you if you've been listening to the podcast for a while. The fourth one is setting and sticking to your boundaries. So let me know if this sounds familiar to you at all. You're in town for 5 days for the holidays. In those 5 days, you have been invited to a holiday brunch sponsored by your college roommate. You've been asked to read during Christmas Eve service, asked to take Aunt Cheryl shopping for the last minute gifts. They've asked you to make that special peach cobbler that everybody loves. They want you to see your new nephew that's 3 months old. And you have to help your little cousin get her college applications together. Girl, this is exhausting. And this just describes what might be happening when you get to your hometown. This doesn't even account for all of the holiday work gatherings and community service projects you might have had to tend to before you left home. Sis, you simply cannot do everything. Especially during the holidays, it's okay to say no. If you're running around doing all of this, then what time are you spending reflecting and getting yourself ready to head into 2018? The fifth tip, build some downtime into your schedule, just for yourself. Perhaps this means heading back home a few days earlier to give yourself a buffer before you have to go back to work or school. Or maybe this means you do something completely different this year for your break. This might be the perfect time to take that solo vacation you've been dreaming about, or to have a staycation right in your own home or your city. This kind of goes back to creating your own new traditions. Just because the holidays have always been done a certain way doesn't mean that they have to be done that same way now. And the sixth tip, allow yourself space to feel whatever you feel. Because there is often this expectation that holidays are a time of celebration and excitement, there's often a feeling of what's wrong with me if we don't feel that way, for one reason or another. It's okay to be sad about a recent loss, or to be so worried about the state of our country that you just don't feel so jolly. Or if you just are not feeling it this year, all of that is okay. Give yourself permission to experience your feelings without making any judgments about them. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone. So I'm curious to know what your plans are for maintaining your sanity during the holiday season. Share them with us so that we can all get some ideas. Make sure to use the hashtag on social media, TBG in session. Don't forget to text two of your girls right now and tell them to check out the episode as well. If you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. And if you want to continue digging into this topic or just be in community with other sisters, come on over and join us in the Sister Circle. It's our cozy corner of the internet designed just for Black women. You can join us at community.therapyforblackgirls.com. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.